אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 3.
We're going to be reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Matan Torah, giving of the Torah article. Item 5, we're reminding you that we can send questions to Kap TV or Sviva Tova. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Item 5 in Matan Torah. We must first understand why the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation and not to all the people in the world equally. Is there, God forbid, nationalism involved here? Of course, only an insane person would think so. In fact, our sages have already examined this question, and this is what they meant by their words. The Creator gave it to every nation and tongue, and they did not accept it.
Meaning, there's a general will to receive the Creator created, and after it was shattered and goes through all kinds of preparations, after the shattering, all kinds of integrations, so when the will to receive awakens a special desire in the roots of root 1, 2, 3, 4 degrees of aviyut, of coarseness in the will to receive, and the most coarse level, which is called the kshe oref, the stubborn part, the most shattered part, the worst part. It is the part that feels how it's contradicting the Creator, the light, life, each and everything. It's the most sensitive part of the will to receive, the cruel will to receive, that wants to receive and enjoy everything. That's why those people feel that they must attain the essence of life, the meaning of life. And for that reason, they're the ones that can draw the light that reforms, called Torah, that the will to receive within them, in their surrounding light that works on that entire vessel, works especially on Bchina Dali, that is most distant. And then it turns out that that light that reforms works on them more. Why? Because, as we learned, in the circular vessels, their end is in their center. That's why the more, on one hand, the circles are the greatest one is the most external, but they're all connected and directed to the center. That's why, until the line doesn't come out, as much as the vessels are shattered, so they organize as circles. And then it turns out that on the most coarse vessels, the lights of the circles, not the surrounding ones, the circles, the big ones, influence them the most. That's why the part of the vessels which are the worst, according to Aviut, can receive the illumination against it, which is also greater. That's why they awaken before the others. They feel like, in this life, subconsciously, they feel they are lacking the light, the source of life, the reasons, why am I loved for what? Something about the source that is beyond this life, where the light shines from, to that same source, to that same place. That's where they yearn for. So that's why they should develop and also add actions from themselves and invite the light. That's called the addition of the light that shines on them according to their state, and in this way advance towards attaining the goal. That's why the same part of the shattered will to receive that awakens to attain its root is called Yesharkel. That's what deserves to receive the Torah, meaning the light that reforms. Yeah.
We're continuing in the paragraph where it starts with but. But what they find bewildering is why then we were called the chosen people. As it is written, the Lord has chosen you, since no other nation wanted it. Moreover, there is a fundamental question in the matter. Can it be that the Creator came with His law in His hands to negotiate with those savage peoples, or through His prophets? Such a thing has never been heard of and is completely unacceptable. Item 6. But when we fully understand the essence of the Torah and mitzvot that were given to us, and their desired purpose, to the extent our sages instructed us, which is the purpose of the great creation that is set before our eyes, we will understand everything. The first concept is that there is no act without a purpose. And there is no exception from this rule except for the lowest of the human species or infants. If so, it is certain that the Creator, whose exaltedness is inconceivable, would not act, be it a great or a small act, without some purpose. Our sages tell us about that the world was created only for the purpose of observing Torah and Mitzvot. Meaning, as our sages explained, that the aim of the Creator from the time He created His creation is to reveal His godliness to others. Since the revelation of His godliness reaches the creature as pleasant bounty that is ever growing until it reaches the desired measure. By this, the lowly rise with true recognition and become a merkava, a chariot to Him, and to cling unto Him, until they reach their final completion. The eye has not seen a God besides you, and because of the greatness and glory of that perfection, the Torah and the prophecy too refrain from uttering even a single word of exaggeration here, as our sages implied about this. All the prophets made their prophecies only for the days of the Messiah. But for the next world, the eye has not seen a God besides you, as it is known to the knowledgeable ones. And there's no reason to add here. This perfection is expressed in the words of the Torah and the prophecy, and in the words of our sages in the simple word, dvikut, adhesion. Because of the widespread use of this word by the masses, it has almost lost all its content. But if you reflect on that word for even an instant, you'll be overwhelmed by its wondrous stature. For if you picture the exaltedness of the Creator and the lowliness of the creature, you will be able to perceive the value of dvikut of one with the other. Then you will understand why we ascribe that word the purpose of the whole of creation. It turns out that the purpose of the whole of creation is for the lowly creatures to be able, by observing Torah and Mitzvot, to rise ever upward, ever developing, until they are rewarded with dvikut with their Creator.
Meaning that if we use the upper light correctly, we can use it to develop our vessels and correct them. First of all, by our efforts, our correct efforts, as the Kabbalists teach us, we invite a greater will to receive, and the need to correct it, and the correction itself, and its fulfillment, until the Creator is revealed in all our corrected vessels, in all the created beings. That is actually the purpose. And questions?
No.
That's it. None. Everybody's happy except for Tzvika. You're giving up? Okay.
Why would I concede? I didn't have a microphone in my hand. He says, the intention of the Creator for His creation is to announce His godliness to His creation. Why does His greatness need to be announced to creation?
I don't know. Ask Him. He wants to create you so you will know Him.
Okay, wonderful. I know Him. But the problem is...
What do you mean you know Him?
No,
you will know Him. Give Him the honor He deserves.
Yes, I know that. But then He gives me the mind here. Because He starts talking to you. Then you have to reach adhesion, which sounds very unrealistic.
Otherwise, you won't attain.
Do you understand? That's the problem. He's dividing it into two ways.
He's giving you a condition, like we feel in this world. Also in this world, it's like that. You have to pay. To pay in order to receive something. Also here, you need to pay in your exertion, in your great efforts to attain what the Creator wants to give you. Now the question is, either He awakens you in a, how should I say it, in a tough manner,
in a tough way,
or you don't want it, and you do it, first you're forced, then you want to, or to start with, to begin with, when you enter the group, you get an opportunity that you can integrate with them, and then start coming closer to Him, in a way, in a good, nice, pleasant, quick way. The ball is in your hands. You have to see every time that you have a choice, either to advance with the group to the Creator, in inviting all kinds of actions from Him, different, doesn't matter, but through the group. That's where you find the beginning of the correct action. Or you sit and wait until the blow comes and you don't have a choice, and you'll do it again, and another blow, and you'll do it again. That's called the life in this world.
The thing is, I'm telling you, yesterday, sorry for a second, I had the memorial for my brother at the funeral, and then he's saying, desire, talking about desire, when there's no desire, you know, there's no deficiency for revealing adhesion for the Creator, and then he's standing there in front of the grave of my brother, I'm asking myself, what's this life for? What do we even come to this world for?
You're jealous of him?
I'm telling you, all of a sudden I'm reminded, and I'm like, what's this life? What's this world? You come, life is short, you don't manage to do anything, and they say, oh, you have to get adhesion.
What did you want to get that you don't have time for it? What?
Well, a desire to seriously attain the Creator, not just talk about it.
If you want to attain the Creator, you're saying you don't have time for it?
No, there's no desire for it, there's no importance for it.
That I agree with. A desire to attain the Creator, you don't have 1 gram of that.
So that's it. When you get there, you're saying to yourself all of a sudden, wait, the world stops. My mood went. I'm saying, what am I doing in this world at all? What am I doing here? Really, what am I doing here?
Did you say Kaddish?
I did the Kaddish, of course.
Was there a Minyan?
Yes, of course. They brought the people there.
So without the 10, you can't say a Kaddish. You can't raise a soul without your 10.
You can't without a 10. What, is there something in that?
So did you learn something?
There's something in that when you go to a funeral?
Yeah, raising a soul from degree to degree, you can say it's only under the condition that along with everyone, you bury your ego and rise above it. By the Kaddish, by the blessing. What do you say in the Kaddish, in the blessing? What words?
Be greater and be sanctified the heavens.
So that's what you say when somebody dies? Just think about it. To think what you're saying. A close person to you died. It could be the dearest person. And you're saying, God bless. Thank you. Thank you for doing such a thing.
It's illogical.
Not rational, so why do they say it?
That's what I'm asking also.
Did you ask it yesterday?
Yeah, somebody said, what do you mean? My soul is coming now into this place here with the grave.
Oh, it falls into that stone.
Yeah, of course, that's the line of thought. My question is, how do I come to such a need to come to adhesion that he's writing here? Where am I going to get that from? All of a sudden to...
You don't have a desire for that. Don't even search for it in you. Yochai, you hear this? You too. Everybody, you don't have a desire for the Creator. You have desires. I want divinity. I want the purpose of creation. Something hurts me here. It's not the same desire.
How do you get it?
Only from the 10.
Well, how can I get the 10 if I don't have a desire? How do I do it? Why should I come?
But you're crying that you don't have a desire to attain divinity.
Of course, when I come to the grave, then I'm reminded of it.
So go and buy some.
Where do you buy that?
Desire you have to buy by investing.
How? What is this investment?
Doesn't matter. There's a lot of things written. Subjugate yourself toward them, connect to them. They will connect to you. They will work on you. All those actions. You have no other choice. I'm telling you, you can't even talk about it anymore. Enough.
No, I need to come to the Creator. What do I have to get? Like you said in the beginning of the conversation, do we have to get those blows in order to get to Him?
To get to the Creator, you need to get a lot of blows through a lot of incarnations. Everything you went through in the past, well, it depends on you as much as you'll go through more. It's all to reach the Creator. There's no need for a moment in your life, if not for advancing to the Creator. Just now you're going through the path of suffering. Oh, God forbid. More questions? Yes,
Niv.
He's starting in item 5 and asking if there's a matter of nationalism that only Israel got the Torah. And then in item 6 he's saying, or at least he's starting, that if we understand the essence of the Torah and mitzvot, we'll see that it's the purpose of all of creation. So I don't understand his answer.
That all of creation needs to observe Torah and mitzvot. Meaning by the reforming light that is called Torah, to correct the will to receive so it'll be in order to bestow, is called to observe the mitzvot.
And how does it explain the fact that there's no nationalism towards Israel?
There's a preface to Israel, but it's not nationalism. Israel is not called a nationality. How is it written in the Torah? That it's not counted from amongst the nations. There are 70 nations of the world, and that's it. Who is Israel? It's what came out of them, from each and every nation. A little bit came out to be something not normal, something not regular, something that doesn't belong to the will to receive, because it has. Israel is a spiritual concept. It has the Creator in it, the desire to bestow. Otherwise, it's not an inclination for the Creator. You could say, oh, the whole world wants the Creator, the whole world, and all kinds of ways it's trying. No, that's not called the Creator. The Creator is the force of bestowal and love that is expressed in us with the force of love and bestowal between us. That's called that one is drawn to the Creator. Understand the concept of the Creator. It's what's between us. If not between us, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Therefore, I have to come to a state in which I relate to everyone with bestowal and love. Only that way. Only that is called the Creator. Bo ure, come and see. Don't imagine for one moment that it's something outside of you, somewhere out there. Like it's customary and natural for us to depict it. And it's also written as if it's outside of a person. What's outside of a person? It's outside of the will to receive. You need to arrange such a will to receive that will be in order to bestow, and then in it you will discover what fills it. That's called Bo'ure. Come and see.
The fact that the Creator's love and bestow, it makes Israel not important on the rest of the nations?
No, Israel must observe it first because it has the greatest will to receive. It's the stiff-necked nation, and Pharaoh, of course, is revealed inside of them. And by that, they are in that power of against the revelation of the Creator and can reveal Him as the advantage of light out of darkness. Meaning every person that is capable of dealing with his ego, with his laziness, with his lack of confidence, with all those things that he attains through the society, the reforming light, then he can come to a state of Yashar Kel, of Israel, direct to the Creator. But he attains it within the ten. Each and every one. There's no nationalism here. He'll write there later about this.
What do Israel and the nations today, what separates that, not for the bad, but from the good?
They have a different goal in life. That's why they're so different. They're not of this world. Israel are not of this world. It's the inclination which comes out of the framework of this world. This world is not like a distance to somewhere, but not the same quality. As the quality of this world is the will to receive, Israel is that quality in a person which wants to be in order to bestow.
And why, if we implement it in such a way, will it make us see the separation of Israel, something positive and not negative?
Because then they'll say, if those people in our world, which are called Israel, are in a shattering, they're actually in the worst possible state of all the nations of the world. If they were to observe their fate and show the whole world the direction towards correction, what actually the whole world is claiming that they have to do, then if they show the whole world how to do the correction, to be a light for the nations, as we call it. That's light for the nations in an external way, physically, to show them what to do. And as you teach them how to draw the reforming light, which comes through you, as they will be as an achap, and you will be the galgalta in enayim, you are the few amongst the nations, but all the desire is actually in them. Then you discover that you can draw the reforming light to them. But there needs to be a demand from them. That's why there first needs to be dissemination to them on this whole matter. And then they will ask and request it. And they don't want to cancel you, and meaning to kill you, so that you won't exist. Because they feel that through you, the reforming light's not coming to you right now, to them, because you're causing all the bad in the world. And that's the truth. You need to show them that you're willing to bring them all the good there is, the abundance. And then they will understand that you are that part that is called Galgalta Einayim, which is called the one that precedes, and that's why you are special. And that you need to bring the reforming light to all of humanity. There's nothing here that, other than that, there's nothing. Okay, friends, I am sorry today. I'm already out of forces. That's it.
So, announcements. Open Friday. Friends from all the groups of Israel and the TV viewers, come participate in a special Kabbalah lesson and a meal. Friday, 2:45 a.m. in Petach Tikva. To save your place, please call our toll-free number. Thank you all the TV viewers. Good day. Introductory course to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Campus is happy to invite you to an introductory lesson for the Wisdom of Kabbalah in Kfar Blum. Admission is 30 shekel and signing up ahead. For details, call our toll-free number or on our website. Unity Evening, Sunday, 20th of January, 6 p.m., we will meet in Petah Tikva for a Unity Evening towards the Big Congress. Participation is in signing up in advance on the website neworg.kbb1.com and song.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניע אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לב